Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church, and we welcome you. This message is for the week of January 24th, 2021, and it's entitled, Why We Should Praise the Lord. Let me begin with a call to worship from Psalm 113, verses 1 to 6. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you His servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? Amen. As we heard in Psalm 113 and can read in many other psalms, God's people are called to praise Him now and forevermore. The Lord, whose glory is above the heavens, bends down to be involved in our lives. He is concerned about your life, and He is worthy of your praise. We may not realize it, but our willingness to praise our God has an impact on our own spiritual life. Let's look at some today using the acrostic PRAISE, P-R-A-I-S-E, to help us remember. First of all, praise pleases God. Praise pleases God. It should go without saying that the Lord, who out of the love and goodness of His character and created everything necessary to sustain life, is worthy of our praise. Yet the Lord is delighted when His people recognize this and give Him praise. Parents will understand this. They in love choose to provide everything their children need, and yet they still savor those moments when their children stop to say thank you to them. We see that praise pleases God through His response. For example, when after the Ark of the Covenant was placed within the Holy of Holies in Solomon's newly built temple, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 12 to 14 say, all the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Judathan, and their sons and relatives stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding timbrels. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, He is good, His love endures forever. Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. We see here that the Lord was pleased with the praise, with all the preparation and then the praise of His people, and He came and dwelt His presence within the temple. In Acts chapter 4, the apostles were beaten and threatened with arrest if they would not stop teaching about Jesus. They gathered with the church and began to pray and worship the Lord, asking for His strength. Verse 31 tells us how the Lord responded to their request. It says, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Clearly, the Lord was pleased with their praise, and He came among them. So, first of all, praise pleases the Lord. Secondly, praise releases faith. Praise releases faith. Now, typically, we tend to withhold praise until we see results, such as answered prayer. When we receive an answer to our prayer, then we praise. However, coming to God in praise for his character and his faithfulness in the past releases and builds our faith in him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read of a time when the nation of Judah was about to be invaded by a vast military alliance. King Jehoshaphat called the people together and proclaimed a fast to pray to the Lord. He began his prayer by recalling that the Lord is the ruler of all the heavens, and it was he who drove out their enemies and gave them this land that they were living in, as he had promised Abraham he would. Then he asked the Lord for help from the invaders. The Lord responded. We read this from verse 14 to 22 of 2 Chronicles 20. The Lord's Spirit suddenly spoke to Jehazazel, a Levite from the Asaph clan. Then Jehazazel said, "Your Majesty, and everyone from Judah and Jerusalem, the Lord says that you don't need to be afraid or let this powerful enemy discourage you. God will fight on your side. So here's what you must do. Tomorrow, the enemy armies will march through the desert around the town of Jeruel. March down and meet them at the town of Ziz as they come up the valley. You won't even have to fight. Just take your positions and watch the Lord rescue you from your enemy. Don't be afraid. Just do as you're told. As you march out tomorrow, the Lord will be there with you." Jehoshaphat bowed low to the ground, and everyone worshiped the Lord. Then some Levites from Kohath and Korah clans stood up and shouted praise to the Lord God of Israel. Early the next morning, as everyone got ready to leave for the desert, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Listen, my friends, if we trust the Lord God and believe what these prophets have told us, the Lord will help us and we will be successful." Then he explained his plan, and he appointed men to march in front of the army and praise the Lord for his holy power by singing, "Praise the Lord. His love never ends." As soon as they began singing, the Lord confused the enemy camp. Praise the Lord! The Lord is present in his people, and praise to him releases faith. Praise the Lord for who he is, his character. He is good, righteous, merciful, loving, patient, and holy. Praise the Lord for what he has done. Throughout the Psalms, we see examples of this, with the end result being renewed faith in the Lord God Almighty. As the psalmist reflects on who God is, then it builds his faith. Praise pleases God, and praise releases faith. Thirdly, praise assures us of hope. Praise assures hope. Our hope can fade if we fail to regularly take time to praise and thank our Lord. As we've seen with faith, reflecting in praise on whom God is and what he has done increases our hope and trust in him. All is not lost. Psalm 124, one of the Psalms of Ascents, is a great example of this. It says, "What if the Lord had not been on our side? Let all Israel repeat, what if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us? They would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger. The waters would have engulfed us. A torrent would have overwhelmed us. Yes, the raging waters of their fury would have overwhelmed our very lives. Praise the Lord who did not let their teeth tear us apart. We escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap is broken and we are free. Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth." We see here as the psalmist reflects on what the Lord has done for them. protecting them. It builds their hope. Praise reminds us that regardless of our current situation, our God is working out his plan for us to be with him forever. Peter begins his letter to persecuted Christians with a song of praise to remind them of what God has done for them and what he has planned for them. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you." Praise pleases God. Praise releases faith. Praise assures hope. And fourthly, as a result, praise increases love. Praise increases our love. The act of praising our God reminds us of his love, demonstrated in his actions towards us. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. Psalm 145, verses 8 to 12. Our love for God increases as we reflect in praise on what he has done, is doing, and will do for humanity, all because of his love. John 3:16 reminds us, "For this is how God showed his love to the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." As the Apostle John reminds us, we can love because God first extended his love to us. 1 John 4:19. Now, fifthly, praise enables us to serve joyfully. Praise enables us to serve joyfully. There are times, or there can be times, when our service to the Lord can be given grudgingly or reluctantly, if it is motivated by guilt or obligation. Our praise can serve as oil to loosen the rust and allow our inner gears of service for the Lord to turn with joy. When you are feeling run down in your service, perhaps you need to recharge with praise. I'm reminded of the bumblebee. I remember as a child seeing a bumblebee on the ground just kind of vibrating and buzzing, but it couldn't fly. And my father got some honey and diluted it a little bit with water and put it on something that the bee could reach. And you see it reach out with its probe and bring some honey in. And in a relatively short period of time, after having some honey, the bee was able to take off again. It was recharged. Praise enables us to serve joyfully. It recharges us, especially in the area of service. Nehemiah 8, verse 10 reminds us, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. Remind yourself of where God has brought you from and how he is enabling you to serve him now. What an honor it is to be able to serve the Lord God Almighty. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 give us a glimpse. Peter writes, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now You are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Wow, we are God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Praise allows us to review what God has done for us, and then to serve joyfully. A final thing to remember about praise is that praise endures eternally. Praise endures eternally. Our earthly possessions are temporal. They don't last, and therefore they have limited value in light of eternity. However, praise of our glorious God has lasting value and endures forever. It is fitting that something that God calls us to do because it is entirely appropriate to offer him praise is also something which benefits us as we do it. Praise the Lord. Praise pleases God. It releases faith. It assures hope, increases love, serves, helps us to serve joyfully, and endures eternally. The Apostle John, in his vision of heaven, describes breathtaking scenes of worship around the throne of Almighty God, with every creature in heaven and on earth singing God's praise. Revelation chapter 5, verse 13, and also Revelation chapter 19, verse 1 to 8, we see this. The last psalm in the Bible's hymn book, the book of Psalms, the book of praise to God, ends on a similar note. Psalm 150 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." Amen. That is how the book of Psalms ends. That is a call to us. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I hope you've been encouraged to examine your life and see how important praise is, and involve praise in your day from beginning to end. Praise pleases God. Praise releases faith. Praise assures hope. Praise increases love. Praise helps you to serve joyfully, and praise endures eternally. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to your name. Let me close with the benediction from Psalm 72, verses 18 and 19. "Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen."